You know, Glenbrook's Vibrant Living here. Vibrant Living. One of my interests, which I'll share with you in the next segment, is a third place. A third place is something different than home or work. Something different than home or work. And some of the most impactful things, inspiring things, transformative things have happened when I've been someplace other than home and work. And as a matter of fact, now, I refer people to rare, unusual places to go, restore themselves, reinvigorate themselves together. And really, what's happened is that we've overloaded our lives. We really need a place, and my coaching clients often say to them, you know, when we're 80%, we're really good, but we get to 90 and 100%, we get overloaded, we get overstrained. We're not supposed to live that way. It's too much. In conjunction with a third place, I've become very interested in community. And even though, among other things, I am a Saab lover, 100%, I thought one of the websites that really communicated this feeling of community was actually a site called Saabnet.com. Saabnet.com. I have the founder and innovator of Saabnet, and one of the older sites on the internet, as far as I've seen. And it's a site that brings these unusual people. We are unusual people. That seem to feel like this plane, this car that's developed based on a plane engineer's way of seeing an engine, a car, safety, and just the community that's been around it, and people literally driving 100 miles to help each other out. I mean, there's such a feeling of warmth and connection on the site. I've actually never seen a car site share the kind of warmth and connection that's on Saabnet to this day. Well, Scott, here you are again. Glad you're with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. So tell us the story, because in the new year, I'm going to be reviewing more stuff for Saabnet, more unique things, everything from sheep's wool stuff for the seats out of Australia, and I'll actually have the guy who actually brought the first sheep's wool skin in the cockpit of Boeing and hear his story. Amazing guy. This met him not long ago. He also is developing these one-of-a-kind bicycle seats. And I know because of the Saab and many other people, I mean, I just think the Saab mind, it's a mind that a lot of people have. It's really a mind of kind of distinctive value, not just getting a brand because it's a brand. So how did you start this community-based website based on Saab and develop it and pretty much keep it the same way it's been? It's been, for me, a simple user, I guess you'd say. I appreciate what it is. How did it start for you?
Well, I mean, it goes all the way back to 1988, I was in college, and at Dartmouth College, we all had internet connections right in our room. There was the day you moved into your room, you could connect your Macintosh right to a port on the wall, and you're connected to the internet. And I had happened to buy a Saab, thanks to my girlfriend's prodding. I was looking at Volkswagens, and she made me look at Saabs, and I found one I liked. I had a problem with it, with the water pump, and I went on the internet. There was a discussion area at that time, a text-based discussion area that you could read called rec.autos, and it was for all automobiles. And I posted a question about the water pump, and the responses were, you should have bought a Ford or a BMW or a Volvo, and nothing was helpful.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it was. It's not,
so what happened? How did it impact you? So was it? How did it impact you?
It made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to myself, well, yeah. this is not useful for me as a Saab owner, and I assumed it was not useful for any Saab owner. And I said, well, what could I do about that? And so I created a mailing list for Saab owners only, and I announced it on rec.autos. And in the first year, I had about 100 Saab owners who were discussing their cars and solving their problems together and working together and having a camaraderie over one of the earliest digital camaraderies over the internet. Mm. That mailing list grew to about 3,000 Saabers, and then the web came along, and I had archived all the discussions. Those became the basis for a website called, the Saab Network at Saabnet.com. And you could come on the site and do searches, see if someone had had a problem that you'd had before and how they solved it. and there was a discussion area, and that became very popular. The mailing list, the discussion or bulletin board area on the site very quickly replaced the mailing list. People preferred to go through a web browser and have discussions that way. And the site just grew and grew as people added more and more knowledge, shared the things they knew, solved problems together. It went even beyond that. People would come on and ask questions. You know, solvers are smart people. They're highly educated. 76% of solve owners have degrees. 24% have advanced degrees. And so people will even ask, you know, my fridge filter is broken, and does anyone have any experience with that? And so it goes even beyond SOB discussion. But the site
that's why I'm excited. I'm excited to work with you and actually, because through the years, probably the last, I don't know, 15 years at least, I've talked to many, not just SOB people, but car people about things they really love, from car seats to stereos to tires. And I actually kicked off a series, and so I'm going to be sharing things that I review that I feel are one-of-a-kind things, from I feel like the finest snow tires to the finest winter driving school to driving schools. And along those lines, I'm going to invite back on, I mentioned I did a show at Mario Andretti. Well, that show that I did at Mario Andretti, former, NASCAR, I guess he won the Daytona 500 many times, and well, I didn't realize the series was called. We did a series on the high performance mind, and I was thinking about that when I spoke to you yesterday. One of the things he said during that series, Scott, that really impacted me was that, you know, that saying that line up your ducks.
Yes.
Well, he said to me a few times he didn't line up his ducks. He said that he had this. I believe it was an uncle who just encouraged him to be curious, and Mario was very curious about racing and cars, and this relative just encouraged him to just get in there. And he said that it was I got the sense that he kind of was in an environment that really allowed him to kind of tune into a car in his body and his brain in a way that it wasn't ever a question. I see this, a good friend of mine wrote this book called Plays, If Your Life Depends on It. And one of his big things in the book is that organized sports for a lot of kids really turns them off to playing and movement because all of a sudden there's all this pressure. And what I got from Mario was that really it was the spirit of this curious mind. And I want to have him on again and follow up with that with you. And we'll do something with him. And then I also have been always curious about unusual products. Unusual things. As an example, I got a car battery a while back that's made for emergency vehicles, and it was the best car battery I ever had because I realized I never wanted to be stuck if I did something like, you know, charge my cell phone. And I really wanted something that I thought was, and it was, as far as I know, it's a green battery. I'm doing a little more research on it, but I love doing that. And in conjunction, I don't know if you knew this, Scott, but I'm known as the man who gets paid to go on vacation. And I want to be the couple who gets paid to go on vacation because I love traveling with my family and the closest to me. Because this idea of a third place really is incredible for creativity. It really, when you get away from what's known and usual around you, it really is very restorative. And I've had a wonderful relationship with inns, country hotels, spas, and I'll be sharing some. I might even give away some vacations. So I want to invite you guys on Sobnet to partake in this. And I also want to hear what things you're curious about, what products you want to see reviewed, what areas of the country or world you're interested in terms of inns or spas or unique rare places to go to. And why you go on vacation? You know, like I know some of you probably plan your trips. I'm curious to see. We did a whole series once where people called in about their ideal vacations. It was fascinating. So people find these little niche places, sometimes an hour from home, sometimes halfway around the world. And there's some people that would go and renew their marriage. And some places people went and they'd fall in love again. And I've always, between vacation or vacating or purifying our mind and our spirit to something new. And of course, you could do this in your backyard. So I'm going to explore that. I'm going to explore that as a series. And because of the mindset of the Saab people, and I know right now supposedly Saab's being made again. I don't know much about it. I've heard a little bit about it. But I also know there's a lot of people who drive other cars but have that same demo. They have that mind where, particularly now, they want to get their car to be electric or to be, have these unique features that are available today that weren't available before. And I want to gather them up. And if you're listening to this on Sobnet, be in touch with me about what you're curious about in terms of things being reviewed. I'm going to be reviewing, once again, the Nokian tires. I've been incredibly impressed by those. I'll also be reviewing some stereo systems. What, just out of curiosity, Scott, since you're around this, what things have you been curious, you've heard about, you've wondered about, either vacation-wise, spa-wise, travel-wise, or product-wise? What's been kind of, have you had to go one place or review something? What things have, you know, crossed your mind?
Well, anything? I think you have a good idea with the tires, because that's important. Battery is important.
Yeah.
The inside of the car, so, you know, sheep, you know, skin, car seat covers, that kind of stuff is all really interesting. And vacation, it's funny you bring up vacation, because we just booked our February vacation last night.
Oh, okay, where are you going?
We're going to go to Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we found, you know, I have a 5.5-year-old daughter who I put in the water as a baby. I was very, very important to me that she be comfortable and safe in the water. So I have always had her in the water as much as she can be. And she's a fantastic swimmer. And all she wants to do on vacation is swim in the pool for 8 hours a day. So, we picked a nice resort down there.
Tell me about that place. That's a Caribbean island?
No, it's on the, as I understand it, it's on the west side of Mexico.
Okay.
You know how the Baja Peninsula comes down?
Tip of Baja, California.
It's Michael. Michael Russ is, I want you to introduce Scott Patterson.
Scott Patterson, how are you, my friend?
Good,
I was
Michael.
There, nice, by the way, I was in Cabo last Christmas. And, Baja, California, it's on the west side of Baja, California. La Paz is on the east side of it in the bay there. There are, you're going in February, you might still be able to see some whales.
Great.
Do some whale watching. And the beautiful thing about Cabo, in the calmer water is actually on the east side. On the south to east side, you've got the tip of Baja California with the arch, and you can only swim on the left side of the arch. So, in other words, the east side of the arch is the calmer water. You can't really go into the west side; it's way too rough, too many rip tides, where those two where it comes around there. But let me ask you a question, Mr. Patterson. Where are you staying? What resort?
You know, my wife booked it, and I don't know the name of the place offhand, but you know what, we're staying not in the on the town side where it's a little more touristy. We're staying over on the Pacific side. We don't plan to go in the ocean because of just like what you mentioned, but there's some nice pools where we're staying. We'll do a lot of swimming there, but there's a shuttle over into town on the eastern side that we can take when we want to go over there.
That's great. It's a beautiful place. As a matter of fact, I traveled all over the world, and I was telling my girlfriend, you know, we've got to get back there, because a couple of things about Cabo San Lucas. The food is in the restaurants is very reasonable. It's not priced in U.S. dollars, and so you can get a really, really quality meal down there for not as much money as you would ordinarily expect to pay. And the lobster is fabulous. The food is really wonderful. The lobster, octopus, other kinds of real interesting delicacies are made. There's some great chefs in Cabo San Lucas. You'll have a really wonderful time. Actually,
a great. My wife is a real foodie, so she will appreciate that. Yeah,
she's gonna love it. She's gonna love it, especially at the pier. At the pier, go down to the marina. And there's restaurants all along the marina, and you'll find one there. I think it's called the Cabo San Lucas Cafe or something. And you can, I mean, there was lobster tail with the tortillas and guacamole and salsa for $18. I mean, it was a pretty unbelievable deal, and it was fabulous. It's just great to walk along the pier anyway. And if you go out, I do suggest going out and doing whale watching if you're going to whale watch. At that time of the year, do it with the foundation that actually protects the whales in that area. They have a smaller boat, and your kids will love it. How old are your children?
I have a 1 5.5-year-old daughter.
Oh, let me tell you something. she will absolutely go bonkers, because if they, these smaller boats, they can actually, they'll find the whales and they can actually track behind the whales. And so you get much closer to the breaching, much closer to them coming up for air. And it's a fabulous experience, smaller boat, very educational, because they know everything there is to know about the whales down there and their habits. And your daughter will learn just so much from
that
little excursion for a couple of hours.
You know, I want to say that, Scott, Michael just put up a site, which is Michael J. Russ. MichaelJRuss.com. You know, I want to let you brag, Scott. How many people, since you're one of the pioneers on the internet doing a community best site, how many people have passed through Sadhana? It's an amazing number, isn't it? You have a lot of people that have, you know.
Yeah, it's over a million people have passed through Sadhana.
Okay.
Fabulous. What was the site about that you're operating now?
Well, it's called the site I operate now. I operate two sites, actually. One is Sadhana.com, and it's the loyal Saab people out there are on it and participating, and it's quite active. And then I do another site. I founded a nonprofit in 2008 called PovertyToProsperity.org. It's the number two in there, PovertyToProsperity.org. And that site does microloans to the working poor around the world. And we have a team that's associated with Poverty to Prosperity that's done about $2.5 million worth of loans. And the amazing part about it is that the repayment rate on these loans is over 99%.
That's just remarkable.
Well, it's really, really quite interesting. We have in this country, people kind of look at this sort of thing with if you're lending money with a sort of a jaundiced eye, sort of a negative with a different bent. The slant is more negative, but. I got to applaud you, Scott, because quite frankly, microloans is what you're lending. Am I correct?
That's correct.
By microloans? That is a fabulous concept. I really want to learn. Okay, it's poverty.
Explain
to
that. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead. Give out the site again, please,
okay.
Scott. But I want you to explain it because a lot of people don't know what it is. But go ahead and give out the site and
okay.
Continue, I'm sorry.
I can give you a quick explanation. The site is the word poverty, the number two, and then the word prosperity.org. And when I say microloans, it's the working poor. They don't have access to traditional capital, so they go through microfinance institutions, and they're only asking for small amounts of money. I think the bigger loans are maybe up at $3,000. And then I've even had a loan that I made to a woman who would catch fish and sell the fish that she caught. She wanted $50 to improve her business. That was the total amount of her loan. Mm-hmm. So what happens is what you get is crowdsourcing, and you gather a bunch of lenders, and they all pitch in a certain amount. Poverty and Prosperity just happens to be one of those lenders. We happen to be an organization. Sometimes it's individuals. They pool the money that they put in for the loan, and once the amount requested is reached, the borrower receives that loan.
It's a phenomenal concept.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounds so inspiring. So we did a show with 10,000 Villages. It just sounds like a similar concept, in the sense you're reaching people who have something to offer. A lot of times they're disconnected, and I've actually read about people in India that they commit suicide based on I guess it's something to do with the whole GMO food and pesticide distribution, that it's very tough in some people to get beyond almost like the enforced slavery that they're put in. And to hear this, you know, it's just a very inspiring thing. I'm only interested in learning a lot more about it, Scott, because it just sounds like, even today, I happen to like the name a lot, too, From Poverty to Prosperity.
Scott,
yeah,
let me ask you a question.
I work
what,
with
if somebody, if a listener, let's just the average listener, says, okay, I'd like to go to this site, do you have like a donation mechanism on Poverty to Prosperity?
There's a donation link. You can make a straight out donation. We have several different kinds of funds, so you can just make a general donation, or if one of the particular funds, there's a fund that the purpose for it is to loans only have 30 days to fund. If they don't get the full funding, then the loan doesn't go through. And so one of the funds, the purpose is to focus on loans that are about to expire. And so on that fund, we go in and we find loans that are close to expiring, and we focus on getting money into those loans and getting them funded before they expire. We also have, right now we have an area on the site where if you make a $50 donation, you get a thank you gift, and the thank you gifts are crafts from some of the borrowers. You know, they have a business. One business is to make earrings, and we've received some of those earrings. The idea is that perhaps we can get donations and be able to pay these people for the crafts that they make and support their business, get more products over, maybe have some money left over to also do some additional microloans. So we're trying a new thing where we can support our borrowers even more by helping to support their businesses.
You know, here's the interesting thing. It's the concept of teach somebody to fish instead of giving them fish, and it will go a lot farther, and they'll be able to expand and support their families on their own. And it's a great concept. I believe the gentleman that kind of created that concept, I can't remember his name, I'm sorry, I think he's an Indian gentleman, won a Nobel Prize, did he not?
I'm trying to remember his name.
The concept is cool. Here's where I like to take this sort of thing. When I hear about something like this, and I'm sure our listeners would kind of like to do this as well, I believe that, in this country we have way more than we really need. We have lots of stuff. And there's a definite gap between haves and have-nots, and it's much, much, much greater in many of the third world countries around the world, where, caste system in India, where you really have no hope of getting beyond where you are. And you're almost like an indentured servant to whatever job that you can get, and there's no opportunity. And this microloans, they offer an opportunity. Now, for somebody here in this country, in the United States, it offers the opportunity to help someone somewhere. And the feelings that you get from that, and I talk a lot about this a lot, the feelings you get from giving, when you give some dollars, maybe you give up a bottle of wine or a dinner out once a month, and you support an organization like this, you're actually giving someone the capability to move beyond their socioeconomic chain, so to speak. And that's a feeling you just can't get. You can't get that from going to a mall shopping. You just can't do it. You can't get it.
Yeah.
And you know that money's doing something.
We call it the phrase that we like to use is we're not giving a handout, we're giving a help out.
Exactly.
And the great thing is that with a 99% payment rate, that money comes back in and it goes right out to help somebody else. Now, the guy who kind of started this whole thing was Muhammad Yunus. He started the Grameen Bank and developed the concepts of microcredit and microfinance. That's the guy who won the Nobel Peace Prize.
So wonderful. I mean, it's a concept that, like I said, I mean, there shouldn't be, there should be equality, socioeconomic equality everywhere in the world. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And we've got a long way to go. I think you'd probably admit that there's a long way to go with this. However, entrepreneurship is the key to moving beyond the financial constraints in many of these countries. So I applaud you, and I'm going to look at your site and make a. I'll probably. Do you have a monthly situation where you can do something on a monthly basis?
No, that's not set up, but that's something that I could set up. But thanks for that idea. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
your concept is right on. It's a wonderful way for people to lift themselves out of poverty.
True. I mean, it does. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for, 45 years. And, in this country. And what's interesting is that I find that the tenacity in terms of being and the drive to be an entrepreneur is in many cases 10 times greater in some of these third world countries. I mean, they're just hungry for an opportunity, and they're skilled. They'll think of something, and they'll work very, very hard to move beyond where they are. It's pretty fantastic, really. I'm just happy that you're on the show here today, because these kind of programs, yours, 10,000 Villages, et cetera, need a bigger platform, a greater platform, so that people can understand when they're, I have a program called Zero Adversity, and I tell people, and I say, look, if something's happened in your life that's brought you you've lost someone, you've lost something, you're depressed about your situation, the best way to move beyond it is to help someone else. Mm-hmm. Help someone else. Get a leg up. That is the way the feelings created from that, generated from that.
You guys, 2 minute warning?
Yes, yeah, pardon?
Mark.
Oh, yeah, 2 minute warning. You can move you way beyond where you are. I'm going to visit your site. We'll be in touch. Hopefully, you'll see something come through from I know me. I'm a big supporter of everybody that and Glenn is too, of people who come on our show that have really great concepts like this.
And we're gonna play this show. I just want to say this show is going to be on Sovnet.com, where and my two current shows are actually up on the front page on Sovnet. But I'm going to, and my idea of doing a travel show, and Michael embodies this so much, is to go to a place regularly and really discover from the people, the natives, the people who feel the pulse of the land, the way of healthy living, the way of prosperity there, and do a regular, like we're supposed to speak to some people from Kauai. But I'm interested in places that have a green kind of organic focus where that's still preserved, and part of the philosophy of people coming there is to help it stay that way. So that's something, I want to pick a few places around the world and regularly go there and develop a relationship and deepen the relationship. Hey, stay with us a minute, Scott. We'll continue at the top of the hour. You're listening to Vibrant Living along with Michael J. Russ. MichaelJRuss.com, Sovnet.com. I'm Glenn Brooks. Stay with us. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.
Can I ease you with my eyes? You say it's getting late, babe. Tonight can be our fate, baby. Why don't you stay, just stay, baby? I wanna feel you next to me. Why don't you stay, just stay, baby? Don't wanna lose this energy.
You're listening to U92.3 FM, the Bay Area's new universal FM, the only multi-language FM station that covers the entire Bay Area.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks with the Vibrant Living team. Do you have a suspicion that your life could be a lot bigger, brighter, and more connected? And you think, I want to do something in a different way and take the path of action to a prosperous life. If you've had it with living a life of separation, overwhelm, and fear, join us for Vibrant Living for the more abundant, creative, conscious life, Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 92.3 FM, KSJO. I'm Glenn Brooks. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.
Wow, it's been a while since I heard her laugh like that. Your mom looks really good, Shelley.
Yes, you have no idea how happy I am. Since she started going to Unlock Lifeways, things have changed so much. They really know how to take care of seniors.
At Unlock Lifeways, we've had experience providing quality health care to seniors for more than 40 years. Our expert medical and social services staff give seniors the personalized care that keeps them in the community and out of nursing homes as long as possible. Unlock Lifeways serves seniors in San Francisco, Fremont, San Jose, and other South Bay cities. Medicare, Medi-Cal, and private pay are accepted.
They handle everything my mother needs, and they include us in all the decisions.
For more information, call 1-888-886-6565 today. That's 1-888-886-6565. Unlock Lifeways. Experience matters in senior care.
What I need is a job with better pay.
What I need is to update my skills.
What I need is to just move up the corporate ladder.
What we need is Strategism.
Strategism, offering PMP certification courses at their offices in Fremont and at the TechMart building in Santa Clara. Call today, 1-877-648-0004. That's 1-877-648-0004 or go to strategisminc.com.
Put your career in drive with Strategism.
My Shirt and Signs in Santa Clara, the Bay Area source for the best in custom shirts, apparel, and sport uniforms. Whether you're looking to promote your business, build team unity, support your organization, school, or showing off your personal style and message, My Shirt and Signs has you covered. Literally. Call today at 408-727-2982. That's 408-727-2982. Or visit myshirtandsigns.com and turn your idea into reality. That's myshirtandsigns.com.
You're listening to KSJO, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, and the entire Bay Area. A universal media access station. For more information, visit U923FM.com today.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Team. The Vibrant Living Team has been around for about 27 years. The whole idea is this. If you're an entrepreneur, you're into wellness, you're into making a profound difference in people's lives, and you'd like to make more income, and you'd like to be more visible, and you know that advertising often doesn't work as well as it used to, or a plane doesn't work, but touching and educating people does. Not only will we have the platform on 92.3 FM KSJO, we'll also give talks in the area, we'll have a speaker's connection. I'll educate you about all the stuff about radio and how that could benefit you and your business in a profound way. Plus, you'll be on an unstoppable mastermind team that's on the radio and off the radio, building your business, building your platform, and that's right, getting more and more clients. If you're interested in the Vibrant Living Team, give me a call at 413-586-5898. That's 413 area code 586-5898. I'm eager to hear from you to discuss and explore how you could go to a whole new level and you could be part of the Vibrant Living Team, or email Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, dot vibrantliving at gmail.com. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, dot vibrantliving at gmail.com. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.
You bring your best intention, baby. I bring a bottle of wine.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to Vibrant Living, along with Michael J. Russ and Scott Patterson, who started the Saab Network. He started a Timmy, one of the most community, Saabnet, and one of the most community driven, I guess, beyond the cars. The cars are one thing, but the level of, being part of this site for a long time, not 20 years, to see people drive 100 miles sometimes to help someone else with a Saab, the mentality behind the site of a community-based website, I just think is great. So I want to extend this invitation to those of you who go to Saabnet regularly to write to me, to be in touch with me, what you want to see around vacation, around your very unique products, green products, innovative products, things that make your travel more healthy, creative, enjoyable, restorative. Same thing with inns, places around the world. I also want to recommend to you, now I give you my email address. It's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N dot vibrantliving at gmail.com. It's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, dot vibrantliving at gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys from Saabnet. I want to recommend also, because if you read our Scott's media kit, you can see we seem to be unusually educated, Scott. I mean, we seem to be really schooled. And to be schooled, we've got to keep educating ourselves. I want to recommend you go to puresunscreen.com, because it's to live a healthy life and help people around the world, you got to be healthy. And you don't want to basically put chemicals on your body that go into your blood. Check out puresunscreen.com and Michael's new website, too. I highly recommend michaeljruss.com. If you're interested in living with less of that adversity, michaeljruss.com. Scott, I'm so eager to see what great things we could do in the new year, and I'm glad you got to talk about From Poverty to Prosperity today, by the way.
I'm very thankful for that opportunity. Thanks.
Yeah. So, I know the three of us will get together and do some great things. And I want to send my warm regards, happy holiday to all the Saabnet folks and all the great mechanics across the country I've had the honor of talking to, and see what happens with new Saab production in 2014.
Yeah, it should be exciting. They are making cars, and they've had some orders. It's going to be small scale this year, but there's a rumor that in the future we'll have Saabs back in North America too.
All right. Well, I might speak to Lexus. We're going to do something on the winter driving school in Colorado, so I'll need to find out more about the Lexus. I know Michael drives a Lexus. Hey, thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate you a lot. Happy New Year to you and your family.
And same back to you, Glenn. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Scott, thank you so much.
Yeah, Michael, thank you. Very nice to meet you.
We'll be in touch.
All right,
I'm sure.